This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial continues in the U.S. Senate, and the Republican-controlled body voted along party lines to block a motion from Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. That motion would have subpoenaed White House documents related to Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Schumer, speaking with reporters, says the president's defense lawyers aren't saying why they object to the Democrats' request for those documents.
None of them directly address why there shouldn't be witnesses and documents. They talk about how bad the House is. I don't agree with that at all. But they don't argue one. They don't make a single argument why there shouldn't be witnesses and documents. That speaks volumes.
Earlier, White House counsel Pat Cipollone attacked the foundation of the charges against the Republican president, saying Democrats had not come close to meeting the standard for impeachment. House managers continue presenting their arguments for impeaching Trump, who has been charged with abuse of power and obstructing Congress. The president was not in Washington when the trial got underway. He was at the Davos World Economic Forum. So was teen climate advocate Greta Thunberg. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president didn't mention Thunberg by name. He talked about embracing the possibilities of tomorrow.
We must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
Thunberg, in turn, did not mention the president by name when she said climate change critics consider the topic too depressing.
Unlike you, my generation will not give up without a fight. The facts are clear, but they are still too uncomfortable for you to address.
Thunberg and President Trump have been sparring for months. Last month, the president told her in a tweet to chill and to work on her anger management problem. She jokingly responded, "She is currently chilling." I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. The death toll from a coronavirus outbreak in China continued to climb on Tuesday as authorities reported a surge in new cases. As Lauren Anthony of Reuters reports, there are fears that hundreds of millions of people traveling for the Lunar New Year will accelerate the infection rate.
Scientists in Hong Kong have warned of the super spreader disease, and authorities are adamant the virus will be brought under control. The health scare has brought back bad memories of SARS, another coronavirus that broke out in China in the early 2000s, which killed nearly 800 in a global pandemic. Health authorities across the globe have stepped up their screening of travelers arriving from China, and some Chinese pharmacies have even run out of face masks as people stock up ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday. The origin of the virus is yet to be identified, but the World Health Organization suspects the primary source to be animal. Chinese officials have said they've linked the outbreak to a seafood market in Wuhan.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. Iran has requested equipment it says it needs from the United States and France to download information from the black boxes of a downed Ukrainian passenger plane. Francesca Lina has more.
After taking several days to admit to bringing down the plane in error earlier this month, Iran has been under immense pressure to hand over the black boxes. Canada, 57 of whose citizens were among the 176 people killed in the Ukrainian International Airlines crash, has said France should handle the flight data and voice recorders as one of the few nations with the ability to analyze the information. But Tehran has so far given mixed signals about whether or not they would be given up. Iran is embroiled in a long-running standoff with the United States over its nuclear program that briefly erupted into military strikes this month. Starting with the U.S. drone strike, which killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, followed by a retaliation attack on U.S. bases in Iraq.
That's Francesca Lina reporting. Meanwhile, it looks like there's another delay for the return of the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
Boeing doesn't expect federal regulators to approve its changes to the ground 737 MAX until this summer. That's according to two people familiar with the matter. That timetable would be 5 or 6 months longer than Boeing predicted late last year, and it's the latest of several delays in the plane's approval process. That delay would also create additional headaches for airlines by pushing the MAX's return further into the peak summer travel season. Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.